This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. Welcome. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Going up to the beautiful state of Oregon, they have something called Measure 114. And right now, there's some stuff afoot to try to support that. Now, is this going to sway anybody? I don't, you know, if they were previously opposed to it, I doubt it. Especially given the number of adults in the room who will actually be tasked with enforcing the new gun control restriction if this ballot initiative is approved on November the 8th. Still, several hundred students at Portland's Grant High School participated in a walkout Tuesday afternoon claiming that the new measures will keep them safe from harm. Luke Hendrickson, a senior at Grant High School, said the two recent shootings definitely have emphasized the need for a type of measure like this. Hendrickson is also the co-president of the Grant School Students for Gun Law Reform Club. And he's hoping voters will keep school students in mind when voting for Measure 114. Hendrickson said, this measure is historic and it's very important. And it's time we get something in our Oregon legislation that addresses gun violence head on like Measure 114. I felt like it was really important to do this walkout to send a message like, hey, we too want a safe learning environment and we want freedom to walk the streets and not to have to worry about guns or getting shot, said Brady Wynn, who is part of the Gun Law Reform Club at Grant High School. I wonder if they ever, especially the students in the Gun Law Reform Club, I wonder if they ever hear from anyone with a different point of view, like, say, some of the many law enforcement officers across the state, who say that Measure 114 will actually make the public less safe. Shane Nelson, president of the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, said, we recognize that we must address firearm violence, but Measure 114 is just not the answer. And he is the Oregon State Sheriff's Association, or OSA, and they are against the measure, saying it will put great risk of gun violence to the community as scarce public resources will be placed elsewhere to accommodate Oregon Measure 114. He also said it will move very scarce law enforcement resources from protecting our communities to doing backgrounds and issuing permits. Not only that, but according to a fiscal analysis of the ballot measure, it would saddle law enforcement agencies with tens of millions of dollars in unfunded mandates that will hit smaller departments and rural sheriff's offices particularly hard. Violent criminals, meanwhile, aren't likely to abide by the measure's requirement that they first acquire a permit to purchase before picking up a handgun, or the ban on high-capacity magazines that has been inserted into the state statute if Measure 114 becomes law. According to OSA's general counsel, Measure 114 would lessen officers on the street and more office staff issuing permits at a time when the state already has the lowest number of police officers per thousand in the United States amidst a staggering increase in violent crime. Portland's homicide rate has increased by more than 200% since 2019. So I don't blame these students one bit for being concerned about their own safety. They should be. This is, shows a bit of awareness. But, you know, there's been people have looked at this, and the investigation into the Portland homicides has shown it's not responsible gun owners who are committing these crimes. Generally speaking, these offenders are repeated contacts with the criminal justice system all the time. 75% of homicide from 2019 to 2021 in Portland were committed with guns. So that's up from 60% based on data collected from 2015 and 2019. According to the report, on average, suspects in these shootings and homicides have committed 7 prior criminal offenses. The report says that gun violence is driven by ongoing group conflicts and personal conflicts among group members. And they use the term group because the author said it captures the full variety of gangs, sets, and crews characteristic of Oregon cities. groups. Out of 30 groups known to police to have been involved in violence from 2019 to 2021, 10 of those groups were linked to the greatest amount of homicide cases. So something tells me that the kids in the gun control club probably aren't aware of that particular study. I think that would be a guess. That'd be a guess on my part. And that indicates that targeted policing and intervention strategies aimed at the relatively small number of prolific offenders is far more likely to make their city a safer place than imposing layers of bureaucratic red tape on a legal gun owner. Now, given the state's leftward lurch, these students may very well end up getting their gun control wish enacted into law, but I don't think they're going to be too happy with the results. The measure is certain to face a court challenge if it's approved by voters, but even on the off chance that its major component survives constitutional scrutiny, implementation of the anti-gun initiative is going to have disastrous consequence on public safety throughout the state. Because there's going to be less police. They're going to be, you know, it's going to curtail the rights of law-abiding citizens, and at the same time, criminals are not going to be held to any standard. Because this is all aimed at the law-abiding gun owner. Because the members of the groups, they make them sound like a high school band. And make no mistake, I talk about this all the time. This all boils down to drugs. Portland has a gigantic homeless population. And this homeless population, those people are the drug users. And the groups, or the gangs, and the sets, and all the other people, they're the drug suppliers. So, in the interim, the students, because, one, they're naive, two, they don't know what they're doing, three, they've closed their minds, they've decided to back something without taking on another, and this is the problem without critical thinking. When there's no critical thinking present, and you only have the one side, then things begin to go awry. I've been wanting to use that word all day, awry. So, you know, that's what they got going on there. In the interim, without knowing, you know, well, let's look at the Tops grocery store shooting, if that's one of the ones they're looking at. Unless they're looking at Uvalde or St. Louis or something like that. St. Louis happened because of a whole different reason. But let's look at Tops. Tops was a good object lesson because it happened in New York where they have universal background checks, assault weapon bans, waiting periods, registrations. They've got it all. They have everything. And they also have the New York compliant AR-15. So with that, knowing that, that guy waited, and he mapped out where he was going to go. He got the gun. He passed the background check. And then of course, you know, he illegally altered it because it was supposed to have a non-remove. The magazine was supposed to be anchored in it. And then he went out, and he live-streamed his rampage. With all the gun control in the world, they have it all. They rank very high in the Giffords rankings. They do very well in the Giffords rankings in New York State. So with all of that in place, still that grocery store was hit, and a bunch of people got killed just for being at the grocery store. And he was targeting black people, but he killed some white people too. The first person he killed looks to be a white young lady that was working. She was working at the grocery store, and he popped her a few times. And then he went in and started killing black people. All the gun control in the world. And what that proved is that all the gun control in the world is not going to stop this kind of stuff. It certainly is not going to stop a school where they don't get out there and harden the target. If you want to stop a shooting at a school, you've got to make the target hard. You got to make it to where when they come in, they're faced with a lethal response. Not one that you have to call, but one that is present. Then if you just put up the signs, you don't even have to worry about that part of it. They'll just see the signs and go, well, I guess we'll have to do something else. Anyway, it's always interesting to see these young people and some of the stuff they'll pick up. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, going to Missouri, there were more than a half dozen school security officers at the campus of Central Visual and Performing Arts High School on Monday morning when an armed former student managed to gain entry into the school. The problem with the security officials on site was that none of them were armed. And that's apparently the official policy of the St. Louis Public Schools, but Missouri Governor Mike Parson says it's a policy that needs to change. Now, this is unarmed guards. How are they called guards? Going all the way back to 1983, when the event that occurred was the event that spurred me to join the military, when a terrorist truck full of explosives in Beirut drove past guards that had weapons but no ammo and detonated at the Marine Corps barracks, killing 200-plus Marines. When you have guards have got to be able to... guards are not just decorations, but they are in this case if they're not armed. Governor Parson said you should never be afraid to give security officers a weapon if they're truly trying to defend students or teachers, and if those officers would have been armed yesterday, this may have been a whole different turnout. Spokesperson for the district said they have a response team that is armed and were the first on the scene and the first to fire at the suspect during Monday's incident. Democrats in Missouri have been quick to call for changes in the state's gun laws in the wake of the on-campus shooting that claimed the lives of 61-year-old teacher Jean Kuska and 15-year-old student Alexandria Bell and left six other students injured, three of them from gunshot wounds. But the governor rejected those demands and said the focus needs to be on improving access to mental health services. But the other thing you got to do is you got to harden a target. And that means you got to arm your guards. Now, Governor Parson said it's just really unfortunate that everybody wants to go to the political point of the guns when you have a tragedy like this. But this is the thing. The left is always about the criminal. If the criminal commits a crime, well, we got to make it, especially in the inner city right now, that if a criminal commits a crime and that criminal happens to be black, well, he's not going to jail. Especially if he's a banger. Now, most bangers are Hispanic. There's more Hispanic gang members than black gang members in the United States today. But the Hispanics don't work so hard to kill each other for some reason. I don't know why that is. But that's all beside the point. Getting out here and disarming a school and making it and having a response. Listen, it just makes me sputter. Parson said when you go into some of the cities with the strictest gun laws, they have the highest homicide rates in the United States. So you know that's not the answer. Trying to regulate guns, that doesn't work. We know that. That's the political argument. And again, if you're someone that's mentally unstable, you don't know what that reaction is going to be. You can pass all the laws you want for that, but if they aren't abiding by the law, it's not going to make any difference. Now, mental health solutions would be fine. And that's actually something they should undertake. They should be looking for mental health solutions. But here's the problem with a school shooting. When a school shooting occurs, it's okay to try to have all the responses in the world. It's okay to have we're trying to short circuit this kind of thing. All those things. You can have all of that. But when the shooting starts, you had better be prepared to repel. You had better be prepared to kill the target. So while Parson said the state should spend more time on mental health solutions and he wants judges and prosecutors involved, he also said the reality of it is the most important thing is what triggered what that young man to do what he did. And I'm telling you, the mental health side of that, I guarantee you, will be a big factor in this than how he became in possession of the gun. The attacker, whose name is not going to be mentioned, had no previous criminal record that would have prevented him from legally purchasing a gun. And most Missouri Democrats have been vague about what changes to the gun laws they're actually calling for, which is actually anything they could get. Though the state Second Amendment Preservation Act and their permitless carry laws have been the two biggest targets of gun control activists and Democrat politicians in recent times. Trudy Bush Valentine, the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate in Missouri, didn't mention either law in her call for new restrictions on the right to keep and bear arms. Instead, she offered up several other potential infringements on the right in the name of public safety. On Tuesday, she called for a state law that would prohibit people younger than 21 from purchasing a gun, as well as universal background checks and so-called red flag laws that allow people to get court orders to temporarily take away guns from people deemed dangerous. She did stop short of calling for a ban on assault weapons, as she said. She said she wanted to work to get military-style assault weapons out of the wrong hands. But she also definitely believes in the Second Amendment, so don't worry. And she goes to the hunting thing. She said, there's a lot of people that are responsible gun owners. Missourians want to hunt. They want to use guns for sports. But she's got the under 21 thing. Now, I always find that rich, especially right now. Because right now, if you're a kid, if you're a kid and you want to tell everybody that you know, if you're a guy but you want to be a girl, then you can make that decision. But And you can go, and the parents can legally take a kid somewhere, and maybe in Missouri, I don't know. But there may be a center in Missouri where they will mutilate the child. They'll do a gender reassignment surgery on the child. If the child is a female, they'll cut a bunch of things off and build one thing back. And if you're a male, they'll, that's a lot of mutilation. And in actuality, that's what the left is saying, that a kid of any age can make that call. But now, if you're a parent and you want to take your kid to a strip joint, well, you're going to get in trouble. And if you want your kid to have a gun, you're going to be in trouble. So I don't really, the left has a little splaining to do on that one. Now, Valentine's Call to Disarm is full of ideas that are either ineffective, unconstitutional, or both. But the Democrat public safety plan revolves around making it harder for somebody who hasn't broken the law to protect themselves and others, instead of focusing on the violent offender and boosting the mental health services for those in critical need of support. But thankfully, Eric Schmidt is running against her, so we'll see how that race goes. That should work out pretty good for us. But, I get a kick out of these guys that want to go for the guns when, in fact, you should, one, be hardening the target, and two, we just came off of a percolation where all of these children were locked away for 2 years. We're going to have more of these young shooters. We're going to have more of this. And there's nothing in place to try to prevent that at the moment. In most places, there's nothing in place to prevent that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are reacting to the home invasion of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home that led to an assault on her 82-year-old husband, Paul. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCall says on Fox News, everyone needs to relax and tone down the rhetoric.
The tone has to calm down. I think the rhetoric is becoming so divisive and inflamed in this country. And I see it when I go back home. Just the anger and the hatred over one side of the aisle versus the other.
Utah's bid to host an upcoming Olympics may be helped by a decision made Thursday by Vancouver. Officials there announced they're no longer supporting a bid to bring the Winter Olympics to Canada in 2030. That leaves Salt Lake City and Sapporo, Japan, as the only cities still in the running for the Games. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, going back to St. Louis, in the wake of that shooting, you always hear for the calls for gun control, and that's especially true when an AR-15 was used, since that's the bogeyman of the day. Yet, often we don't know enough even to speculate how they got their gun. So, back to the shooting at the school in St. Louis. Of course, the debate resurfaced as usual, and also as usual, questions surfaced as to how the killer obtained his firearm in the first place. And we know he obtained it legally. But now we know some other things that make the questions a little deeper. A month before this 19-year-old opened fire Monday, his family told police he had a gun and had it removed from the home. The family was aware that the gunman had mental health struggles and did everything that they possibly could have done to help him, including getting him therapy and medication and committing him on several occasions. Interim St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack said sometimes that's not enough. So, police said that earlier this month, the gunman's mother found an AR-15-style rifle in the family's home and wanted it removed. And we get this. While it is not yet clear when or how the suspect came to be in possession of the firearm after this incident, we can confirm that the firearm involved at this incident is the firearm used. So, in other words, even after the family got involved and tried to catch him in the act, tried to catch him in the process, there's five stages these guys go through, tried to intercede in one of the stages where they could actually make a difference and keep this from occurring, and they got the weapon out of the house, and yet somehow this guy was able to get it back. At the request of the family, the police facilitated the transfer of this weapon to a third party, someone known to the family but who could lawfully possess a firearm, and they seemed like they understood that they had a potential powder keg in the house, and they were trying to do just about everything they could to put a handle on things. And yet, despite all that, all of those attempts, he somehow was able to get that exact gun back, then use it to commit a school shooting. And this boggles the mind. And let's also recognize that what this family did was tantamount to using a red flag order. They removed the gun from the premises, and despite that, he was still able to get his hands on a firearm. Now, in fairness, a red flag order would have yanked the gun from him and kept it in police custody, but it seems likely that someone didn't think he was a threat and let him have access to a firearm. Why would it be any different after a red flag seizure? And as for what happened in St. Louis, we have a lot of questions that we're not going to get answered anytime soon. The shooter was killed at the scene, and so he won't be answering any questions unless the investigators break out a Ouija board. But while the debate on this subject is going to rage on for I don't know how long, it seems to me that this tells you that even if someone does everything right, somebody who is dead set on killing innocent people are going to find a way to do it. And that's nothing, that's not a new revelation at all. This is not a new revelation at all. And, you know, let's look at a few things. So, of course, we're going to hear calls to ban AR-15s. These school shootings are very close range. So a shotgun, a pump-action shotgun, will do as much damage. Actually, closer up, it'll do more damage. And keep people under 21 from buying firearms at all. It sure looks like someone handed this kid a gun after his family expressed concerns. We have a problem, but the issue seems to stem from how little we know and understand whatever was going on with this particular kid and with other kids. And there's going to be more. That's the thing. I keep telling you there's going to be more of these guys because something has happened with these young people. I do not know what it is. I do not understand where it comes from. But we just gave up 2 years of percolation while everybody was locked down. And while everybody's sitting around trying to find this answer, we still aren't solving an issue which needs to be done. I don't remember when it became law. I guess maybe, Columbine time. I'm not sure when. I'm not sure when the federal ban on guns around a school occurred. I should know that. I don't. I'm sorry. I will find out and tell you, though. Later. Not today. Later. But here's the thing. We have to allow guns in schools. Because people are showing up with guns in schools and then killing students. Killing somebody's child. Killing somebody's spouse. Killing teachers. Killing children. That's got to be arrested. We cannot, we do not have the luxury of sitting back and debating a bunch of policy that we know is not going to work. We know that. We also have got to do something about what the response for law enforcement is going to be when they show up. We can't have, there should never be another Uvalde. But that should have been done after Parkland. That should have been done after Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. And it wasn't then, and it hasn't been since then. And everybody's sitting around going, well, you know, that was horrible. That was so reprehensible. That was it. That was that. But nobody's doing anything about it. We know the answer. We know the answer. The answer, and listen, it's going to cost money. But when we have all of these fine politicians out there right now abusing your tax dollars left, right, and center, we just got to make them spend some money on something worthwhile. And that means they're going to have to spend some money. They're going to have to pay
you know, that they're going to have to pay. I don't know how it works with a resource officer, but you need a couple of resource officers per school, and you need to let the teachers be armed. And if you do that, then you have the best possible scenario. The stupidity of things right now is this. Way too many people want to get out there and say, I can't, you know, we shouldn't have to have guns in the school. I agree, but we do. That's like saying I shouldn't have to shave my head. Well, I do have to shave my head. It'd be great if I had Fabio hair. That would be stupendous. But I don't. So I deal with things in the real world. This is not a video game. This is not a fantasy. This is something that has to be addressed, and it's not being addressed. And in the interim, we've got a couple of students groups up in, you know, the one in Oregon I talked about earlier. They have no idea what they're talking about. They think that they can legislate away crime. That's never going to be the case. As long as we have people, that's never going to be the case. Ever, ever, ever. So, somebody who is absolutely bent on going in and killing people is going to find a way to kill people. Given fact. So, known fact, as a matter of fact, very known fact. And getting out here and trying to say, well, if we just pass this law, this will make people safe. No, it won't. It won't make people safe. What makes people safe is people who are willing to fight an assailant. And no matter how toxically masculine the left finds that, that's a very necessary thing. And if there's women that want to carry guns in school, hey, let them. They're much better shot than I am. Very likely. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
More time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Shall issue is the law of the land. No matter how much the blue states don't like it, that is in fact the case. And more good guys are going to carry guns. They're going to continue to carry in both shall issue states as well as constitutional carry states. And most folks still don't know the best thing to say if they have to respond to officers in the aftermath of a use of force situation. This is important because I'm out here advocating, I'll do this, do that. Well, this is one of the things you need to know. So those who are ahead of the curve know what not to tell the cops much aside from your name and that you want to talk with an attorney before you answer questions. But surprisingly, large swaths of gun owners still don't understand the crucial importance of asking for counsel before asking questions. Now, prudent people will already have considered how to handle gun interactions with police after a defensive gun use. The first order of business involves calling 911, either yourself or having someone else do it for you. He who calls first earns the presumption of being the crime victim because most bad guys don't call the cops. Tell the dispatcher where you are. A brief thumbnail sketch of what happened, including that you used force in self-defense and that you need police and medical help. Give them a description of yourself and the suspect, including what they were wearing, and then hang up. Dispatchers are trained to ask 100 different questions, and what you tell them is very admissible in court. Don't tell them any more than the minimum. Now, for your own safety, make sure you reholster your gun or put away any other self-defense implement, like a knife, as soon as the situation has become relatively safe. Not only do you have to worry about responding police, but also other concealed carriers around you. And last thing you want is a guy who wants to be on the next issue of the American Rifleman in the Armed Citizens column by taking out a bad guy. If you're the guy holding the smoking gun or the bloody knife, he might think that's you and that's never any good. So definitely do not have a weapon in your hand when the boys in blue roll up. Follow their instructions to the letter. And you should expect to be cuffed and treated like a criminal. And suck it up. It is only temporary. And while there's certainly nothing wrong with asking for an attorney, knowing the right time and place to ask can make all the difference in the world to your defense. This goes today, doubled today in today's climate with politically motivated prosecutions, sometimes following righteous self-defense incidents. Like, there was a guy that asked for an attorney without sharing anything else at all, and it earned him an immediate arrest. Marty Hayes at the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network covered this in his article, You Have the Right to Remain Silent. He said, first, don't act like a guilty man or woman when the first words out of your mouth are, I want my lawyer. You have done a surprisingly good imitation of a streetwise criminal. What is any self-respecting cop supposed to think? Dead body plus gun plus I want my lawyer equals jail. On the other hand, if the officer hears my life was threatened, I had to shoot, he forms a slightly different picture. In addition, if he first learned of the incident by a call from you to 911, and at that time you indicated that you were the victim of a robbery, or whatever crime caused you to believe that your life was in danger, then he forms a different picture of the call before he even gets there. Now, you can't do worse than asking for a lawyer when police start asking questions. There's a better option if you can remember what to say. So, Masada Yu put something together called the 5-point plan. And the quick and dirty of this is, victim, claim your role as the victim to responding officers and investigating officers. Like, this guy tried to rob me, and I thought he was going to kill me. Prosecute. Tell the police you'll cooperate with the offender's prosecution. Evidence. Point out any evidence. Identify for the officers all relevant evidence. People aren't, police aren't all-knowing, and they might miss important evidence that might go toward your exoneration. If the bad guy had a partner who ran away, provide a description. Witnesses. If there's any witnesses who saw the encounter, identify them. Oftentimes, witnesses will claim to have seen nothing. Lawyer, ask to talk to an attorney before giving a statement or answering questions. It is okay to tell the cops your name, your address, and date of birth without Perry Mason at your side. Questions about what happened or what you saw or how you perceive things, no. That's when you get out there and you give the attorney word. Tell them nothing. I'll be happy to answer all your questions after I've talked to my attorney. Now, frankly, unless you're used to getting into defensive gun uses with alarming regularity, I would strongly consider asking for an ambulance ride to get checked out if you're feeling at all anxious or unwell. Your blood pressure may well be in the stratosphere. You may be in the early stages of an anxiety attack, or you may be having a heart attack. You may have suffered an injury that you didn't even realize. What's more, you've probably not had an adrenaline dump like that in a long time, if ever. So don't lie to the cops and tell them you might be having a heart attack when you're not. Describe your condition and ask for an ambulance. Keep it simple. Not feeling so good. Can you call an ambulance for me, please? Then get professionally checked out, unless you're sure you're in good shape. Now, I've seen quite a few post-incident plans for interacting with officers in the past. I've spoken with a few lawyers here and there. And the Masada Yu 5-point plan is probably the best one I've seen. It offers you an opportunity to make sure relevant evidence is discovered and identified, and at the same time it lets the officers know that you know your rights. So in short, think through what you tell the local constabulary in the aftermath of a self-defense incident now, not when you're panicking in the back of a squad car wearing bracelets. The very stark reality of things is this. You carry a gun to make yourself harder to kill. So knowing how to interact and proceed after the fact is paramount, because now you're in another self-defense encounter. You have to defend yourself, and you need to make it yourself harder to convict. And it's just that simple. It's just that simple. But I mean, I do not carry a gun to make society safer. I do not carry anything that's not happening to me and my family. I would have to be there watching it happen. I would have to be there from the very beginning. I would have to know who is the aggressor and who is the victim. I'm not going to roll around if I see something going on and draw down and start shooting people. I'm going to extricate myself from that situation. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to do something else altogether. And for some people, that's hard. Some people want to get out there and say, well, you know, of course, I carry a gun. And if it's all about me. I want to be there in the event that something happens and I have to defend in my community. That's great. But, you know, I'm not Batman. And I'm not going to pretend to be Batman. And you shouldn't pretend to be Batman. You should develop your skill set to where you are very well trained and ready to go, and you're dangerous. That's why you carry a gun. You're dangerous. You're out there doing your daily, whatever it is you do in your daily life, and when something occurs where you're just minding your business and somebody shows up and tries to commit some sort of a crime against you, now you have to make a call. Are you going to go to guns on this person? Can you go to guns on them? Sometimes they've got the drop on you. If they got a gun pointed at you, you're going to have to get them distracted, and the gun's going to have to be off of you. The muzzle of the gun needs to be off of you before you make a move. Because nobody's faster than the flexion of a finger. Nobody's faster. And these are all things you have to take into consideration. But along with that, you also have to take into consideration the fact that there is going to be an after this. After the, you know, the part that you think is the hero or the reaction or whatever you think you want, whatever you want to call it, there is going to be an after to this. And it's going to, you're going to be in what lawyers refer to as the system. And you need to be able to navigate the system as well as you manipulate your pistol, your firearm, your self-defense weapon. So, you know, just a little bit of something to, you know, get you guys into. You have to do that every now and again. It's a topic that's never, ever, ever going to go away. But now, listen, I'll be back next week. So between now and then, stay awake, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.